This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The 3-pack is back. The 3-pack is a great value, and the top 3 uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
That the FBI, that paid enforcements for the FBI had suggested and had incited the conduct. Let me ask you, how many FBI agents were disciplined or reprimanded? Well, the special agent in charge of that case has now been sent to D.C., to the Washington, D.C. office, and now leads the investigation regarding January 6th.
That took guts. We need guts. I'm promoting you.
You got a lot of problems, don't you?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The price of the pump is now less than $3.99 a gallon in more than half of the gas stations in America.
What do you want, a medal?
Gas prices are coming down. They're down almost a dollar a gallon.
Dollar? I've never seen a dollar. Nobody's got a dollar. Let us see the dollar.
And we're making progress.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
We're making progress. We're getting closer to November. We're getting closer to November 2024, too. That's the big progress we're making. One day at a time, as they say at the meetings. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. We have so much to get to here today. The FBI hearings yesterday, there was so much in there. There was so much. We played a lot of it yesterday, but there was a lot more. And if only Christopher Wray had to get to his private jet to fly off to, I don't know, God only knows where, we probably would have gotten a lot more. I can't comment on that because of ongoing investigations. The investigation continues because the investigation is ongoing. This is a personnel matter, Senator. I'd like to comment. I'm not familiar with that report. Oh, I've seen those news stories, but I'll have to get back to you on the veracity. I can't discuss that in a public setting, Senator. I'm sure you understand. Right. At least he didn't say, I have no recollection, because Comey wore that excuse out with that one hearing where he said it 245 times. All right. Anyway, 844-500-4242. I wanted to start out today with a feel-good story. I mean, it's kind of a silver lining in a dark cloud. As you know, the United States is being invaded by millions of criminals, drifters, gangbangers, drive-by shooters, domestic abusers, child rapists, teen moms, et cetera, from the third world. And the southern border is wide open. And so finally, the people in the Southwest, Texas and Arizona in particular, have decided that, if this is such a wonderful celebration of diversity to bring everybody across the border into the U.S., why should the Southwest and a handful of other states reap all the benefits of having all these people who don't work, don't speak English, can't read, have diseases? By the way, there's now polio is showing up in New York. Polio. There hasn't been a polio case in 10 years until last week in the United States. Now it's showing up in the wastewater in two different counties in New York State. So anyway, Governor Greg Abbott in Texas and Governor Ducey in Arizona have decided to start shipping up busloads of illegal aliens to all these wonderful sanctuary cities like Washington, D.C. and New York City. And they say, they they say that they welcome all migrants. You know, you can come to America and have a permanent vacation. You never have to work again. They're all seeking asylum from work, from hard labor, from ever having to do anything, from ever having to obey any laws. And so they're shipping them up. I saw DeSantis at an event in Florida last winter, and he was talking about sending them up north when they come into Florida, they come across the panhandle there and come down into Florida, and they've murdered people. You know, several American citizens have been murdered by the illegal aliens that Biden has let into the country. This is just in Florida. I mean, the rest of the states, the carnage is much higher at every level. And also figure in the rapes, like the 9-year-old girl that was raped and had to get the abortion. That was an illegal alien. It's unimaginable what's going on, or it is imaginable, unfortunately. So DeSantis was talking about sending them up north too, busloads. I think he sent a few up there. He said he wanted to send them to Delaware. Actually, let's put Delaware on the list too, Taylor. This, I'm setting up the poll. I forgot Delaware somehow for the poll question, which I'll tell you about shortly.
We want Rehoboth Beach, Delaware?
Yes. Yeah, put Rehoboth Beach. Yeah. I don't want to send it to Newark, Delaware. That's one of my cars once caught fire in Newark, as opposed to Newark, New Jersey, Newark, Delaware. Anyway, so he hasn't sent as many busloads up because there aren't as many just streaming across the border like there are in Texas and Arizona. So now they've started sending them up first to D.C. and the mayor of the District of Columbia, Muriel Bowser. No relation to the former singer in Sha Na Na. She asked the National Guard be called out to deal with the chaos and the turmoil in the city streets, and she was turned down, so she has to live with it. I thought she loved illegal aliens. She's made many speeches talking about how she welcomes everyone should be welcome to the. Doesn't matter if you want to work. Doesn't matter if you're a criminal or a drug dealer. Just come on in. As long as you vote Democrat, that's all that matters. But now she's up in arms. So then they started sending them to New York City. And Eric Adams is going crazy now. And so Governor Abbott said to Bowser and Adams, why don't you come down, be my guest? We'll go to the border and you'll see what kind of chaos, turmoil, crime, horror, just generally horrible conditions there are down here. And they said it was a cheap Republican stunt. So today, another busload arrived. There was live coverage on some of the cable channels. They Texas sent a busload to the New York Port Authority bus terminal. It's right in Midtown, 42nd Street. You know, it's great. I loved it. I'm reading a story now from the New York Times. GOP governors cause havoc by busing migrants to East Coast. Oh, and then they had, so it's the typical New York. Most had braved poisonous plants and thugs. A lot of them were thugs themselves, but they were braving thugs. Some clutching babies. Dad wasn't around. There are no dads crossing the border. It's just a bunch of late teen military age youths and some teen moms with no padres in the group. Very few anyway. A political tactic by the governors of Texas and Arizona to offload the problems caused by record levels of migration at the border is beginning to hit home in Washington. Good. Good, they caused it. The Democrats in Washington caused it. Why should the people in the heartlands have to pay the price of this insanity? No country in the world has ever welcomed invaders across the borders and said, you don't have to work. We'll learn your language. You can commit crimes against us. We won't even punish you. It's insanity. Since April, Texas has delivered more than 6,200 migrants to the nation's capital, with Arizona dispatching an additional 1,000 since May. The mayor, Bowser, said the city has received 4,000 asylum seekers, illegal aliens, fueling a 10% growth in the homeless population with about 400 new arrivals. Oh, that's New York, excuse me, about 100 new arrivals every day. And it's and of course, we have to blame, everything has to be blamed on Trump, because Brandon is only seeking to unravel some of the harsh border restrictions imposed by former President Donald Trump. So the harsh border restrictions is he's trying to enforce federal immigration laws that were passed in the main by Democrat Congresses and signed into law by Democrat presidents. But those are harsh border restrictions. And by the way, when was the last time a country, how long could a country last if it has no borders? That anyone who wants to cross the border can just come across and never work and live off the people who are already here. How long can a country like that last? Mr. Abbott, the governor of Texas, sent a letter to the mayors, Mr. Adams and Ms. Bowser, inviting them to tour the dire situation at the border with Mexico. So this is what the mayor of Washington said. The migrant crisis. I thought she said they wanted them. I've seen video of her saying, we welcome them all. Come on down, amigos. The migrant crisis facing our city and our country through cruel political gamesmanship from the governors of Texas and Arizona must be dealt with at a federal level. Really? Really? So one of the scholars who studies the border said the tenor of their comments, meaning Bowser and Adams complaining that they're being overrun, is giving the governors ammunition to push for a clampdown on immigration, including such measures as erecting border walls and eliminating asylum, which we should do. I mean, we should have done it long, long ago. 844-500-4242. We'll talk more about this and we'll take your calls. Are you happy? Are you saddened or gladdened that the governors of Texas and Arizona and to some lesser degree Florida are dumping these busloads of indigent criminals in the Northeast? I'm very happy about it myself, even though I live in the Northeast much of the year. 844-500-4242. A close friend of mine just got a big new job. I asked him for his new address so I could send him a congratulatory gift. The mailroom manager wanted to send him the traditional flowers or candy, but he asked if I could send him an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier like I'm holding in my hand. He'd heard me talking about it on the radio, and he wanted to see how well it worked. Have you thought about buying someone the Thunderstorm air purifier as a gift? I can tell you, it's what people really want. Paul Rizzo, our insurance guy, just bought the 3-pack for his new winter home. The 3-pack is a great value, and the top 3 uses for the air purifier are, number 1, odors. That could be pet, tobacco, or musty basement smells. Number 2, the Thunderstorm air purifier can also relieve allergies and sinus problems caused by pollen and air pollution. Number 3, the safe ozone technology destroys up to 99.9% of air pollutants. The Eden Pure air purifier doesn't take up any floor space and is small enough to hold in your hand. And there are no air filters to replace, saving you time and money. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3. You can use a couple for yourself and maybe give one as a gift the way I did. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England Talk Radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared. Global unrest is battering the food chain, So get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie10 to get 10% off your next purchase. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Where would you like Texas to send busloads of illegal aliens? The Hamptons, Martha's Vineyard, New York City, Rehoboth Beach, or Washington, D.C.?
I know a lot of our loyal listeners are on Martha's Vineyard, but I'm going to vote locally because that's where John Kerry and
I wouldn't say
Barack...
a lot of our loyal listeners. I'd say a handful of our loyal listeners.
We have a good number. We have a good number. I'm still going to vote for Martha's Vineyard.
33% say Martha's Vineyard. 44% say Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I can understand that. What's third?
Third is the Hamptons, 11%. Followed closely by Rehoboth Beach, which was a late runner to the poll question, 10%.
That'll be a rising star. I'm sorry, I apologize for that. I just want to read a couple more things. So the one of the city council members in D.C. says, this is a crisis created by Republican leaders in other states. I don't believe there was a crisis when Republicans controlled the executive branch and at least half of the legislative branch. But, you know, that's the New York Times. This was a crisis created by Republican leaders. So they interview all these Venezuelans that came across the border. They had no money, and they were happy to board a free bus for Washington. Of course, they don't speak English. So they, Juan Rojas, 22, said that when he and a friend arrived in Washington, they were sent to a city shelter housing mainly Americans, where they felt unwelcome. They felt unwelcome where there were Americans. Why did they leave Venezuela if they felt unwelcome? They didn't have any money, so who did they think? How did they think they were going to support themselves? They had no money, they don't speak English, and they felt unwelcome. The guys were yelling at us, said this illegal alien, and we didn't understand a word. It was clear they didn't want us there. In D.C.? I think they celebrated diversity in D.C. Max, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Max.
Hey, Howie, I can't tell you who I work for other than I work near the border in Vermont, New York.
Yes.
You were mentioning about the... You mentioned it about everything going to the southwest border coming across being open. It's not making the news up here, but the northern border is now just as open, and there's no wall up here. So we've got more people coming across up here than we've ever seen.
And I'm sure that they're all very well well educated, and I'm sure they have a lot to add to the society, right, Max?
Yep. They're pretty much the same type of folks you were just talking about that are being dropped off in D.C. No money, no jobs, no English. It's wide open up here. And one of the reasons is the agents up here are being detailed to the southwest border to help with the surge, leaving nothing behind up here to protect the border.
Oh, I feel for you, Max. Good luck. And, you know, Don't send them to Springfield. There are enough in Springfield and Holyoke already. Don't let them get off on 91. Just keep them moving to Rehoboth Beach. Eddie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
I want to ask you a question. Can the Republican governors stop all these aliens from collecting welfare and Social Security, public housing, and schools?
No, they're all, Eddie, the scam is they all claim asylum. So when they claim asylum, you have to give them, you know, if they get the asylum claims while they're being processed, which wink, wink, nudge, nudge, they never get processed. You have to keep them on the welfare rolls for at least 5 years. If they're, I don't know what refugees, asylees, there's two different categories, but basically you get to go on welfare. Even if you're an illegal, you're seeking asylum. So they all have this boilerplate that they get from the Soros type organizations explaining to them how they get on welfare. And then they, you know, they get set up and they get into, you know, petty crimes and everything's paid for. And, you know, they scout out the local MS-13 gangbangers or the Trinitarios or whatever they call that other gang that's down there. And they got a million gangs they can get involved in. It's just a giant scam. And the Democrats are all in on it until they move to their neighborhood. Then suddenly, they want to call out the National Guard. Funny thing about that, huh? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Joining us now is Grace with the news.
Hello, Howard. Happy Friday to you and to all the listeners.
Thank you.
All right, let's start today with a little news from Florida. Yesterday, we were reporting on the fact that Governor Ron DeSantis made the decision to suspend the state attorney, Andrew Warren, in California.
In Tampa.
Yes, and because he was refusing, as DeSantis said, he was defying DeSantis, refusing to do his job. Well, now that suspended Florida state attorney is lashing out in pledging to defy Ron DeSantis.
It's kind of like he's proving DeSantis' point.
Yeah.
You know, there's a Florida law that says the governor can suspend a state's attorney, a local prosecutor. And this guy is saying that law does not apply to me. Just like he said, all these other laws he's not going to enforce.
Yeah, it's like if someone says you don't take criticism well, and then you say, how dare you say that? The governor's abortion ban is unconstitutional, so I am the one upholding the law, Warren said, while slamming dissent.
Wait, it was passed by the legislature, was it not? And the Supreme Court, the highest court in the land, ruled that it was the purview of the states, i.e. the legislatures, to make the decisions. So what is this guy basing his screed on?
Well,
his rant.
Based off the rest of that screed, a lot of this doesn't really hold up. He also said that because he was elected, therefore DeSantis doesn't have the power to suspend him. That's also not
true. He says he called George Soros, and George Soros told him everything was okay.
Yeah, George Soros.
He says, you're my second favorite district attorney after Chesa Boudin. Oh, he's gone. George Gascon. Oh, he's on his way out. Kim Fox, Larry Krasner, Alvin Bragg in Manhattan. All those wonderful, wonderful people.
Alvin's the last one he can brag about. Everyone else is.
Bragg?
Yeah. U.S. economy adds 528,000 jobs in July. Unemployment falls to 3.5%. This isn't news to anyone because the White House has already done like 45 victory laps over it.
Did you notice that 303,000 of those jobs were part-time jobs? So, you know, if this were a Republican president, you know what they would be saying?
What?
They were saying, yeah, they've added all these jobs. I know, I have two of them. That's what they always said when a Republican was president. You know how many retail jobs they added, Grace?
How many?
21,000. Do you know how many retail job openings were canceled in the last month?
How many?
343,000. These are some of the numbers you're not going to hear tonight on MSNBC and CNN.
And this is why I'm becoming less of a numbers guy, because I do think that politicians can work these numbers whichever way they want to. And now we're all supposed to be like, oh my gosh, Joe, you're doing such a great job.
Well, even he admitted that there's really nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Or he acknowledged that that's what people are going to say. Got
now,
cut three.
I know people will hear today's extraordinary jobs report and say they don't see it. They don't feel it in their own lives. I know how hard it is. I know it's hard to feel good about job creation when you already have a job and you're dealing with rising prices, food and gas and so much more. I get it.
That was that was actually an honest statement.
I don't think he gets it.
No,
until we got to I get it, it was an honest statement. Yes.
Howie, in other news, a little bit of lighter news for you here. This is something we report on a lot in the summertime. A 1,400-pound great white shark was spotted near Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach? We got sharks closer than Myrtle Beach, don't we?
Yeah, but this one's 1,400 pounds. That's like Jaws.
What's its name, Grace?
That's a great question. Its name is Dracula.
Dracula? That's not a good name for a shark.
I didn't name it. You'll have to take it up with the shark's mother. Grace's news is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. When you don't see what you want on the lot, you can shop online and reserve your new Toyota from their incoming inventory. It's very easy to do, so shop online at Toyota of Portsmouth.
You know, 919 has a good point, too. There's another thing they would be saying if this were a Republican president and you had all these part-time jobs being created. You know what the jobs would be dismissed as?
What?
Flipping hamburgers. That's what they would say.
Yeah, you are right. I mean, it is to see the different coverage of the economy when you already saw 4 years of how they treated Donald Trump when his economy was booming. And now we're all supposed to be doing cartwheels because Joe Biden gets one break.
A lot of gas stations, the price is under $4 a gallon. Nowhere near me, Joe. Keep working on it, okay? I want to get it under $2 a gallon, like when, before you were selected as president.
The before times. Kyrsten Sinema has announced her decision on the reconciliation bill. She is supporting the Inflation Reduction Act, or as one of my listeners called it, the Inflation Production Act. And she's on board with this. She did change up a couple of things, but for the most part, it's still going to be a lot of pork and a lot of spending. Although some Democrats are telling us that it's already been paid for. So, phew, we dodged that bullet.
Oh, well, the same way with all the other packages. They're all paid for. And don't worry about it. If you make less than $50 billion a year, you don't have to worry about any new taxes.
Yeah.
Okay? My word is a Biden.
They also, beyond just saying it's paid for, they also love to say it's baked in. This is baked in.
It's baked all right.
Yeah. This is totally off topic here, but we've been talking a lot lately about the Mega Millions because there was a huge Mega Millions last week.
I am aware of that.
It was $1.3 billion. So it's really more like the Mega Billions now. And the winning ticket was a lucky customer in a Chicago suburb. It was
right.
A Safeway. They still haven't come forward and claimed their prize.
Well, we talked about this earlier this week, Grace. In Illinois, they have a law that if you win over $250,000, you have the option of not being identified.
No, but Howie, that's different than what I'm saying. It's not that the person doesn't want to be identified. It's that they have not claimed the prize. And they have 357 days to come forward.
Well, if they're smart, they will be meeting with financial advisors on how to divvy up this money, put it in shell companies, offshore accounts, things like that.
But I would still go forward.
Think how long it takes to close on a house, right? I mean, I wouldn't have stepped forward either.
I would start stepping forward soon, though. I wouldn't want to just have the ticket. What if you lose it? What if you misplace it?
The first thing you do is you get a safe deposit box.
Yeah, okay, I know, because you guys are such experts. I love how people get so arrogant when they talk about the lottery. What I would do is I would get a lawyer,
Do you have a safe deposit box?
You set up a trust, and you have the lawyer for the trust claim the money so that you don't have to be identified in a state like Massachusetts.
Exactly, Taylor. You've got it down pat.
Yeah, I do.
I don't think
everyone does. Everyone does, except for the people who win. They never have a plan.
Yeah, I don't think in Massachusetts you have that option.
In
Massachusetts, whoever comes forward, even if it is a representative, has to be identified, but you don't necessarily have to identify the people that claim the trust.
Trusts are tough to to work your way through. I do know something about trusts and trying to get through them to find out who's buying properties. I've never had a lot of success.
The first thing I'm going to do when I win the lottery is I'm going to go to the 17 Nobel laureates and ask them for financial advice.
Well, first you have to find the other 10.
That's true. There's only 7 left. This is like an Agatha Christie novel. Police group may revoke Paul Pelosi's membership after reports that he flashed his membership card during his DUI arrest in know who I am type of situation.
Did you see, too, that they have walked back the claim that he was on drugs?
Yeah, I did. They changed the language.
They said that was just boilerplate that they threw in there. I've never heard this before, that they, we said he was on drugs, but it was just boilerplate. That is first in all my years of reading police reports.
And you've read a lot of them.
I've read tens of thousands.
Yeah, well, the California Highway Patrol Foundation confirmed that any member who brings its name or property into law enforcement contact is in violation of the group's terms and conditions agreement, which makes sense. It's like giving a get out of jail free card. Oh, I donate to your organization, so maybe don't put me in invisible handcuffs.
Oh, how'd that get in there? Yeah. What is Ooh. This? Can you make that out for me?
Yeah, that didn't go over well. The Do You Know Who I Am's never really work out, I don't think. Unless they work out, we don't hear about it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
I think they worked out a lot for a certain first family down on Barnstable County and environs thereof for many years.
If only there was a place where we could read books about that first family.
Yes, Kennedy Babylon, available at HowieCarShow.com. Go click on Store, Volumes 1 and 2. Although many of the stories we didn't get into because, again, they were quashed before they were put into police reports.
Hey, I don't have the story printed out, but you know how Brittany Griner got sentenced yesterday to 9 years in prison?
Yes.
Did you see that Kamala Harris commented on it? And then she got a lot of backlash on Twitter from people saying, should you really be the one to comment on someone going to jail for marijuana?
Yeah, because when she was district attorney of San Francisco, she put a lot of people behind bars. Defendants of color, DOCs,
people were pouncing and seizing and weaponizing on her comments. That's it for me, Howie. I'll be back a little bit later for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
You'll be back shortly before then, anyway, too, as well. 844-500-4242. I'm already dreaming of how well I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm sure it's happened to you. You stare at your alarm clock all night long. Finally, around dawn, you fall asleep, and bam, your alarm clock goes off for the day. You ask yourself, why couldn't I sleep last night? But if you want to guarantee you'll get the best sleep possible, just like I do, there's one solution, MyPillow. MyPillow doesn't just have the most comfortable Giza Elegant pillows. There's also the MyPillow bed sheets, the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go-anywhere MyPillows. So many products that combine the quality and comfort you only get with MyPillow. Here's the best thing. Right now, it's the MyPillow BOGO Extravaganza. That means buy one, get one free on all of those products I just mentioned.
I love so many of the MyPillow products, Howie. I have the sheets, I have the pajamas, I have the mattress topper, I have the pillows. Everything from MyPillow is awesome.
Don't forget the slippers either. They're going fast.
I need to get myself a pair of those.
Two-thirds off. Call 800-658-4965 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the code Howie. Plus, you will also get Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime. And now, back to the cheap bastard from up north.
Maine, where he's from?
Around Portland, I think. And like most real Yankees, he knows how to nurse a dollar.
He's Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
All my life, I've had dark bags under my eyes. Even when I was a little kid, the teacher used to ask me, did you not get a good night's sleep last night, Howard? What? Now, same thing with my grandson. He's got those bags. But now there is a cheap bastard deal. We're offering Skin DH from Biotech Research. This new topical skin cream from Biotech Research can help reduce the bags under your eyes, wrinkles, sagging skin, and dark circles. It's called Skin DH, and it's a skin cream developed to tighten your skin and help you look younger and give you the courage you need to take on the day. The ingredients in this formula combine to provide the visual effects of a facelift in just 10 minutes. While supplies last, you can purchase a 30-day supply of Skin DH. That's a $99 value for just $29.95. So it's one quarter, almost one quarter the price, just a third, a little under a third. Get yours now by going to HowieCarshow.com and clicking on store. With us now is Tyson from Biotech Research and their sister company, Eden Pure. I think it's working for me, Tyson.
Awesome. That's great to hear. Thanks for having me on today, Howie.
Thank you. Grace is here with me. And Grace, have you been using it?
I use it because I have a little bit of dark circles under my eyes. But I do have to say that I watched the mailroom manager put this under your bags. And then I checked in like 15 minutes later and I could definitely tell a difference. I was very impressed.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty good. And, you know, the thing is, Botox is so expensive. You know, if you want to get this done, and you know, they stick a needle in you, and it might affect your brain, just like what it's done to John Kerry and Nancy Pelosi. You know, something's wrong with them, right? So you don't have to worry about that with Skin DH, right, Tyson?
That's right, Howie. With Skin DH, you're going to get a risk-free option, and you're not going to have any of those side effects like you mentioned with Botox. You know, no needles or unwanted side effects.
So how does this? How long does it last when you put it on?
Well, it's an extremely powerful formulation. All you need is just a tiny little amount, and you just dab it on those areas, and it's going to last you a full day, about 8 hours.
So you can use it if you're going to a party or some kind of social event or a job interview or something like this. So what I'm holding it in my hand here, it's a very small container, but this is a 30-day supply because you only need a tiny little bit, right?
That's right. It's extremely powerful. And how it works is it uses a peptide that actually mimics a crucial protein that's found in the Botox formula, and that is responsible for activating that muscle contraction. And that's what's going to smooth away and tighten those wrinkles and going to give you that nice youthful appearance.
That's what I need. I need to look youthful, Tyson, because I'm not as youthful as I used to be.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
Yeah, and so Grace, do you want? I'm going to give a little bit to Grace. Why don't you put some on, Grace?
Well, I'm not going to put any on over my makeup right now, but I did want to ask Tyson about the dark circles because I noticed that it worked on those too. So how does that work?
Right. So the muscles in the skin around your eye, they can weaken over time, and that's what's going to contribute to those under eye bags, to that baggy kind of droopy eye look, and you know what's going to make you look older. So this is going to help, you know, refirm that skin underneath there and really give you that youthful looking appearance, and you're going to look years younger.
Yeah, and it's a great option for people who don't want to get Botox, who don't want to get Botox, because they can just try this out, and then when they see results, they'll be happy that they didn't spend $300 on something.
508 says it's working better on Grace than on you, Howie. I didn't come here to be made sport of.
You have a few more years on me,
by the way, you only need a tiny little bit. It's like Brill Cream. A little dab will do you. And it's a really nice product. And again, it's cheap. So you can't, you know, it's usual. It's a $99 value for just $29.50. So you can see if it works, and you really haven't invested a lot of money in trying it out. And I think it really does improve the way you look. And it within 10 minutes, you can see a difference.
Yeah, you definitely can.
More importantly, other people can see a difference.
I could tell a difference with Howie, and then when I saw the photos, the side-by-side, I could really tell a difference.
Okay. So, Tyson, would you recommend this? And I'm sure it's been tested out on through a lot of clinical tests, right?
We've done a lot of internal testing. You know, whenever we bring a product to market, you know, we're testing it out on our employees, and you know, the reviews that our employees coming back to us saying, "Wow, it worked in just a couple minutes, and I can feel the skin tightening and you know, smoothing out those wrinkles, and I look dramatically different."
All right, that's what I need to do, is look dramatically different. All right, so if you want to get Skin DH, a month's supply, it's usually a $99 value for just $29.50. Go to HowieCarshow.com, HowieCarshow.com, and click on store and get this great cheap bastard deal and check out all the other cheap bastard deals. Thank you, Tyson. I'm Howie Carr.